Well, hello again, Pinkies. This is the Fade Driver. Oh, this car is stuck here. Brakes have frozen up, rusted over. I'm at it again. I'm not very organized right now. So I'll try to tell you the exciting things that have happened. Where's my power? Power. Okay. There we go. Police detector. Oh, I'm wearing different shoes today. Yeah, pinkies, and I don't know where the top of my clutch is, so forgive me if I don't start out very well. Okay, so we are going where, do you think? Where do you think we're going today? I shouldn't really be going out today. I should stay home and... These shoes have just ruined my seating situation. I gotta move... Oh, the seat doesn't go back anymore in this car either. Oh, they built these Porsches for short little German men. I don't know. Hitler-sized people, maybe. I should just take my shoes off, maybe. Ugh. Doesn't feel right. Okay, so we're out and about. I'm off on some makeshift chores, some couple of stores to visit, and gotta get my groceries for work. So now I gotta, you see, Pinkies, I'm having a difficult time here. I now have to think like a weekday person. And make sure that I have all of the appropriate supplies for a week's long worth of work. Monday to Friday. What a miserable existence that is. I feel so sorry for you people. Maybe I should take it easy on the car until she gets warmed up. So, it's very hard to be organized and have all the food you need for the week. I don't like this idea. So, that's what we're off to do. I'm off to get the groceries and deal with some other purchasing issues. Because, you know, I am... we live in a consumer society. I went and consumed something. That's it rolling around there. Because they're round, the fucking things. Sorry about that. Of course they're going to roll. I just got to put these away. Hang on. All right, you stay there. This goes here, that goes there. I'm gonna confuse these two button machines here. Okay, I'm coming. I know you want me to go. Give me a minute. There was a bylaws truck parked outside. Oh, there goes the bylaws officer again. There she goes. She's after me, I think. There was a bylaws truck parked outside my house. That always makes me nervous, because who knows, they're going to go, oh, yeah, you are. I see you have a piece of board sticking out the side of your house. That's going to cost you $800 or something. They're always trying to get you, those city people. We don't like the city people. Speaking of my new job working for the city, it's all about rules and regulations. Oh, telling you. The things I'm supposed to know. It's just like going back to school. They got bylaw numbers and building code. Building code issued in 2012. Oh, that superseded building code from 2007, 2006. Did that come in the 2012 or the 2006? I don't know. Well, I better check it up. Someone look it up. Oh, Pinkies, we're in classroom, doing classroom training. We're getting all this. Here are the legal ramifications of, you know, doing your job. And so now I'm just like, I thought I was a bureaucrat before, boy. Now, Pinkies, have I ever been a busy lesbian? These weekends off only are disagreeable to me. I don't like this idea. Mr. Anderson and I have been very busy with we're working on the house, and so we spent one day buying a bunch of garbage building home renovation stuff for the basement. So that was fun. Air quotes, fun. Okay, we're going to pull the Porsche asshole move. Get in front of these people. All right. Little Kia Rio. Take that. Okay, person coming up to an intersection. So I did that one day. I got one of them nifty home car chargers for the electric car. So this thing is pretty cool, I have to tell you. I'm quite impressed with this thing. It was very easy to install. It's really slick. So it's a permanently wired to the electrical panel car charging system. It is it's not a supercharger, but it is a fast charger. It's a 32 amp charger for those who care about that kind of stuff. And just used it once last night because I just got it done yesterday. And it charged from 50% in about 2.5 hours, I think. And I had it on medium charge, or I think I had it on medium charge. I'm still learning how to use it. But now I can see exactly how many kilowatt hours the car is pulling out of the wall, because I've been kind of estimating up till now. So I'm very curious to see how much energy this electric car is consuming. So that's kind of fun. So I installed that yesterday, and it was I'm very impressed with this. This Home is the brand name, Home Charger System by ChargePoint, for those of you who are interested. Any electric car owners out there who have questions, you can, by all means, email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. I'll tell you all about my ChargePoint Home Charger. So that was, did that, got the charger installed, bought a bunch of stuff for the basement, wood and things. You know, these home renovations, what a nightmare. I went to the hardware store to buy a frame for a pocket door. You'd think these things were made of gold or something, because they're virtually impossible to find. I did find, I found a section for the pocket doors. Every single one of the frames were broken in some way. Like a pocket door is a door that slides into the wall. And they need a special kind of frame, and there's a roller at the top which rolls the door out and in. And you insert this thing, you build the wall around this pocket door frame. Every single one of the manufactured brand new frame systems were busted up. They were all broken. There were like 6 of them. They were all broken. And if you weren't looking really diligently, you'd never know it, that they were broken. So needless to say, we weren't able to get a pocket door frame. So I got to find a pocket door frame somewhere else. So that was kind of frustrating. Oy. I have a significant issue with some wheel weights on one of my wheels. This is very distressing. I can't figure out which one it is. This little Toyota Yaris is driving like a maniac. Toppy, what are you? Why are you driving so quickly in your Toyota? Because you're trying to get out of my way. Thanks, Toppy Smelly. That's good of you. Oh, this little Yaris is going to give me a run for my money. Hey, honey? Anyway, so enough about work. Well, it's just a bit. It's gonna be a real adventure. Maybe I will just leave it at that. Oh, we gotta go up the the bumpiest road in Canada here. Oh, hang on, pinkies. I think I'm almost at my destination, so I shut this music off. I think I'll let you go. Oh my goodness me, this road. And I'll let you get on with your life. Oh, oh, fucking good Christ, pinkies. Good Lord, this is the really rough road. Okay, that's it. I am the Faye Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Thank you for listening. I didn't tell you about this project I've been doing for my dead mother. Oh, this is a stop sign. I also didn't tell you about getting pulled over by a cop for rolling through a stop sign. They don't seem to like it very much when you break the rules. Oh, you know, it's been a real juxtaposition of responsibilities when all of a sudden now I'm working in a business that wants everybody to pay attention to the rules. And here I am saying, you have to pay attention to the rules. You can't do this. You can't do that. And then I get pulled over by a cop who's mad at me because I ran a stop sign. So I'm going to be doing a little bit of soul searching, it would seem, before I can take on the feel good conscience about taking on this new job. All right, and I'll have to tell you about the music project of my dead mother's in another episode. All right, that's it for me. I'm out of here. Goodbye.